Hi there, I'm Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, a speaker, a mom of two teens and one emerging adult, and a passionate advocate for family and youth service. While I was researching my second book, Simple Acts, The Busy Teen's Guide to Making a Difference, I learned about so many big-hearted tweens and teens who are volunteering, fundraising, starting nonprofits, and becoming social entrepreneurs and activists. I wanted to hear their stories, and I wanted to celebrate them and share them with the world so that everyone can be as inspired as I am. I hope that after listening to these short episodes, you'll go out into your community and share your light, your talents, gifts, and strengths to help others. Because the truth is, every person can make a big impact, one simple act at a time. On this week's episode of Simple Acts, Big Impact, we're going to meet Daisy, a thoughtful, kind-hearted 13-year-old from New York City who became very concerned about the digital divide during the pandemic when many of her classmates couldn't participate in virtual school because they simply didn't have the devices they needed. She was also moved to become a disability advocate based on her own experience with a family member. Daisy is a person who saw unfairness, bullying, and injustice in her own school and decided to do something about it. She created an organization called Including You that serves as a great reminder that everyone deserves to be seen and included, and that we all have the power and responsibility to stand up and do the right thing. Welcome back, everybody. I am so excited to introduce you to Daisy. She started an organization called Including You, and I want her to tell you all about herself and all about her organization. Hey, Daisy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. So tell everybody a little bit about yourself and then tell us the whole story of Including You.
Okay. Well, as you said, my name is Daisy. I'm 13 years old and I'm a ninth grader in New York City. In sixth grade, I founded Including You, which is a nonprofit that brings together kids with disabilities or who face economic disparities with peer volunteers. And there's all types of activities that they will do, tutoring, crafts, just talking.
Is that work done mostly virtually, or are kids getting together in person now since the pandemic?
It's mainly virtually because we also are national, so we have a lot of kids in seven different states. So majority of the time it's virtually, and it's a lot easier, especially because a lot of the kids we work with are not like in Manhattan, so it eliminates the commute.
Sure. And tell us kind of specifically how this got started. How did you really put it all together?
Okay. So with Including You, I feel like there are a lot of different components that all like started from different things. So looking at the digital inclusion component, which we've raised over $35,000 for, that started really in sixth grade when I was at a public middle school in New York City, and the pandemic had just started and classes were online. And for several weeks, a lot of my classmates weren't able to like join online school because they didn't have the devices to connect them. And they were missing out on education. And it was hard to see my own like classmates, my friends, just not being able to go to school because they didn't have the internet connection or they didn't have the devices. So that was for the digital inclusion part. And then for the disability advocacy and inclusion component, that was really just because I've been a disability advocate since I was little. My mom has a physical disability, and it has really just been instilled in me to be a disability advocate for so many years. So I've always been very passionate about it. So then growing up in ICT classes, which is when there's children with disabilities and without disabilities mixed instead of having separated classes, seeing how some of my classmates would poorly treat my other classmates with disabilities was hard to see. And especially like because they didn't do anything wrong. It was interesting to see how we all started off as friends, and as we grew older, they started discriminating against them just because they realized that they were different, they had a disability. So just being exposed to all that really just made me passionate and want to try to find a way that I can help with disability advocacy.
Well, I think you raise a good point that, you know, you have this experience in your own home with your own mom, and you saw how sad and unfair that was, right? You know, bullying is always wrong under every circumstance. But if people are being bullied for something that you have in your own personal experience, it hits so close to home. I think you just have a tremendous amount of compassion and empathy for the folks who are being bullied, right? And I love that you decided to do something about that, because I think you raise a good point that kids kind of are just mean to each other for no reason, even though they were friends before, right? You're all friends growing up. And then all of a sudden, one day, somebody decides to make fun of somebody else. And it's just ridiculous if everyone would just be kind and inclusive and realize they're the same people that they've always been, right? So explain to us exactly what Including You does in terms of people together. So if anyone listening wants to become a mentor or a buddy or, you know, get involved in this work, how can they do that? How can they reach out to you? And then how do you do the matches, sort of?
Okay, sure. So we recruit the children that we tutor through social media, putting it up through different schools, through various connections. Like, for example, we posted flyers throughout a school that was right next to my school, and we recruited a lot of tutors and some students to be tutors through that. If you do want to become a tutor, or you're looking for a tutor or anything of that sort, you can go on our website, you can fill out a form, you can reach out to us on any of our social medias, or you can email us.
Awesome. And so I understand that you've raised a bunch of money, which allows you to purchase laptops and other devices. So that kind of gets back to the first arm of Including You, which is really about the digital divide. How did you go about doing that? What kind of fundraisers have you done?
Well, I started just off like donations from families and friends. And then I set up a GoFundMe. And through media coverage, I grew attention of people throughout the city and elsewhere. And that brought in a lot of donations, whether it was like money or financial donations, or it was a device. And we have gotten so many devices that have allowed us to help so many children. We've been able to distribute over 700 devices.
That's amazing. So, Daisy, if you had a magic wand and you could solve any problem, I'm going to guess I think I know what it would be. But if it was maybe not in relation to getting laptops into the hands of folks who need it and disability advocacy, but what would be the one thing, the one problem in the world that you try and solve?
What I would say is discrimination. Discrimination is such a like big umbrella term for so many different forms of discrimination, whether it be based on race, nationality, religion, immigration status, disabilities, gender, sexual orientation, and so much more. It's a continuously growing issue that comes in so many different forms, and it affects so many different people in so many different ways, that I wish we could just all recognize that even though we're all different and we want to be seen and we also want to be understood and included, we should listen to everyone else's viewpoints and learn from them. We shouldn't let ignorance stop us. We should hear other people out, because like discrimination is just like, as I said, a continuously growing issue.
No, you're absolutely right. Just kind of the lack of basic kindness and understanding of other people's lived experiences, right? So I just love the work that you're doing in disability advocacy, because we're all the same. Everybody's the same on the inside. Things might not look the same on the outside. And what's also really interesting, I saw a sign recently somewhere that said, there are some disabilities that you can't see, right? We all have this perception that you can see everyone's disability and the way that they move through the world or whatever it is. But there are a lot of things that you can't see, that someone looks sort of typically developing on the outside, but really there are other things going on for them. And so it's just sort of a reminder to just be a little kinder than necessary to everyone, because we're not really sure what anyone out there is dealing with, right? Well, Daisy, tell us how folks could learn more about Including You and how they might be able to get involved. Is there still a GoFundMe out there if people wanted to do fundraising in this area? If someone wanted to donate devices, is that something they could do?
Yeah, so the GoFundMe is still up. We, on our website, have links to everything. We have our social media links. We have forms to fill out if they want to get involved with being a tutor or anything like that. We have a device donation form that they could fill out. And then, of course, we get lots of emails.
If I have a laptop that I want to donate, do I have to kind of wipe it clean? Is there sort of a set of specifics that I need to go through in order to donate that?
Like, it would be preferred to for it to be cleaned or wiped clean, but we also can erase the data and stuff if necessary. But we have received computers that have had different data on it before, like tons of them that we had to reset. So,
well, here's the beauty is we have the technology now to do all of that, right?
Yeah.
Kind of in two strokes of the button, sadly. Scary enough, we can wipe it clean. Wonderful. So tell everybody the website address and the social media so everyone can go out and start following and seeing what you're up to.
Yeah, so our website is includingyou.org. Our email is joinus@includingyou.org. And for social media, our Instagram is includingyou. Twitter is including you too. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Well, Daisy, thank you so much for being with us today and telling us about Including You. I'm just always so inspired to talk to young people who took a really terrible situation during the pandemic and all of the things that you were observing out there that were unfair and unkind, and taking a really hard and difficult time and turning it into something really positive that helped a lot of people and continues to help people. So I really congratulate you on that. And I'm so proud of you and I'm so happy to hear your story. So let's stay in touch and maybe in the coming years we can get an update and see how many devices you donated and other great things that you're doing. Be well, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.